Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features inspiring Sassanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.
Welcome to the first edition of the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, where we talk business and do business. This is a program that brings you the latest on business and entrepreneurship, creating a chat zone to discuss business opportunities and challenges to collectively explore all the opportunities. My name is Helen Toby. Now, the Business Weekly will be coming to you every Monday in collaboration with BIATECH, which stands for the Business and Entrepreneurship Anchor Technology. BIATECH is an incubation and acceleration firm that focuses on building startups and small and medium business enterprises in South Sudan. Now, a lot has been happening over the last 1 week, from issues surrounding the national budget, a huge market fire in Pibor that left traders in dismay, to reduction of prices in Equatorial due to improved security situation. This and more stories will be highlighted on this program today. Later, we'll be discussing about the show and what is business. Do you really know what is business, how to start one, and how can you keep it running? Because we'll be joined by a guest from the BIATECH who will be explaining to us how BIATECH was founded, and he can also give us tips on how to run a business. Well, stay tuned for this. Our guest will be answering some of our questions, and today we'll be joined by Gak Malek, who is the founder of BIATECH, which I earlier said is an incubation and acceleration firm that focuses on building startups and small and medium enterprise in South Sudan. You can join the conversation later on the show by calling us on 0929-686294 or sending us a text message with your comments or questions on 0912177141. But first, before we start the discussion, let's look at some of the top stories of the week. Now, a week ago, the National Parliament passed a resource envelope of 1.4 trillion South Sudanese pounds as the national budget for the fiscal year 2022-2023. The budget was handed to the president on Friday and awaits assent. According to the budgetary allocation, the ministries of presidential affairs, cabinet affairs and foreign affairs received the highest allocation of 138.4 billion South Sudanese pounds. The budget is expected to be funded partly by oil revenues to a tune of 715.8 billion SSP. And non-oil revenues of to a tune of 117.04 billion SSP. Now, during the deliberations, lawmakers observed that new improved civil servant salary structure had not been reflected, and they called on the Minister of Finance to inform the executive to reflect the new structure in October. There were also mixed reactions by the public on the budget. Policy analyst Boboya James Edmond said the national budget does not reflect the most pressing needs of the people, which include education and healthcare. Meanwhile, an economist and former World Bank coordinator in Lake State, Sunday Manyang, is advising the national government to allocate the budget to the state based on the size of the population in the future. In other stories, in other national stories, Kenyan Transporters Association is reporting railing of South Sudan-born cargo from Mombasa straight to Nairobi for clearance, despite reverse of the clearing port back to Mombasa. In April this year, following a directive from former President Uhuru Kenyatta, a large percentage of the cargo for South Sudan was moved using Kenya's standard railway gauge from Port Mombasa to Nairobi for clearance. The business community, transporters and clearing agents protested the move. And later in September this year, in his inaugural speech, incumbent President William Ruto announced that goods clearance was to be moved back to Mombasa with immediate effect. But according to a statement released by the Kenyan Transporters Association, the president's order has been applied for all goods except for goods transit to South Sudan. On Friday, four people were injured during a riot at the offices of the Boda Boda Association in Haimauna in Juba. 100 motorcycles were reportedly stolen from their offices during the riot, and angry protesters also burnt a section of the office. The riot was triggered by the death of a boy who was shot and later died from his injuries as police tried to break up a fight between two community members on Thursday. Over the weekend, the Central Equatoria State Government banned and dissolved the State Boda Boda Association following the incident. Now moving to the states, traders in Pibor town in Greater Pibor Administrative Area are counting their losses after the main market was gutted by fire last week. The Chamber of Commerce in the area says traders whose property were burnt in the fire have incurred loss of more than $180,000. More than 30 lock-up shops dealing in mainly food stuff were destroyed to ashes during the incident, and traders are now appealing for support. And moving to some good news from Eastern Equatoria, where prices of food commodities have reduced in Ikoto's town in Eastern Equatoria State, following a return to peace in the area. In August, a peace dialogue was conducted by the South Sudan Council of Churches in a kill center of Isokepayam for the communities of Chorokol and the Ikotos Central Payams, which had been engulfed in conflict for 4 months over cattle-related matters. The conflict had also paralyzed trade in the county. However, with the success of the peace dialogue in August, peace and calm has returned to the community members, who say they now can access food at affordable prices in Ikoto's market because traders can transport local produce and other goods safely to the area. And finally, over 40 trucks loaded with essential commodities reached Rumbek town last week after 1 month journey from Juba. The trucks left Juba in September but got stuck due to poor road condition caused by flooding along the Juba Ural and Juba Mundri Road. The chairperson of the Commerce, Industry and Agriculture for Lake State, Martin Mayen, says the arrival of trucks has resulted in a slight reduction of prices in the market. Now, those were some of the biggest news stories of the week that we highlighted here on Radio Muraya. Now, let's move to our discussion for today. And as I earlier mentioned, that we are joined by Gak Malek, who is the founder of BITEC, which stands for Business and Entrepreneurship Anchor Technology. Now, BITEC is an incubation and acceleration firm that focuses on building startups and small and medium enterprises in South Sudan. Now, BITEC will be partnering with Radio Muraya to bring you the Business Weekly program. Gak Malek, thank you for joining us on Radio Muraya.
Thank you for hosting me as well.
As I earlier mentioned, that Business Weekly will be a program with a cocktail of issues to be discussed. Now, Gak, you are a partner. You are an enterprise company that deals with small and medium enterprises in South Sudan.
Yeah.
Now, Gak, what prompted BITEC to engage in small and medium enterprises?
First of all, before we talk of territory independence, economical independence is a key thing in life. And as a country, South Sudanese, for us to have a voice and really raise the living standard of our people, people have to be economically independent. And before they are economically independent, they have to be economically empowered. And the person to do that is not only one person. It is all of us. It is a collective responsibility. And that's why we as BTEC in 2016, after undergoing EmpreTech training that mainly focused on entrepreneurship to give people entrepreneurial skills, entrepreneurial cultures and behaviors, we were trained to be trainers on business entrepreneurship. And we were hired, taken to different states, that is Western Equatoria, Central Equatoria here. We went to Northern Barazal and we were training on behalf of EmpreTech. And then when we sat down, I asked myself, why should we only wait for EmpreTech to come over and hire us to give our people these skills, yet those skills are with us and they're needed on ground? It is our people that need the skills, and we are South Sudanese who have these skills. Why should we only wait for EmpreTech Mauritius or EmpreTech Ghana to come on board, hire UNDP and bring us? For that reason, we established BTEC to be training people on business entrepreneurship skills. That is to bridge the gap of skills, because a lot of people are not in business not because they don't want to do business, mm-hmm. but because they're lacking business skills. We are also organizing pitching competitions whereby innovators and investors can easily meet, because there are millions of people with brilliant ideas, but they do not have money. Yet in contrary, there are a lot of institutions and individuals with money and they don't know what to do with that money. Mm-hmm. Neither do they even know how to assess the right people to invest in. So for that reason, we organize pitching competitions. And on 14th, we shall have one. It's a good news, by the way, that I would like also to announce. Mm-hmm. We shall have one at Juba Regency where we are organizing a pitching competition for young people between 18 to 25 years. We already shortlisted 6 people, mm-hmm. and they're going to compete for $1,500. That we know that is a small money, but it can help something small, or it can even close a certain gap in a young person's business. So for that reason, we always have pitching competition. This project is supported by UNFPA, and we are doing it together with IHO, BTEC in partnership with IHO. Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about money, you need money to start a business. Everyone needs a capital, but not so many people know how business can be run. Do you have to have a lot of money to start a business, or you can just start with just the little that you have?
Money is one of the things that you need, but it's not everything. There are a lot of people that have started businesses with what they have. For example, it started with the idea. That's the most important thing that I must tell you. Business does not start with money, because there are a lot of people with money, yet they don't have businesses. And those who even with money, when they start at certain point without skills and without the right thinking, they still fail. There are a lot of people that have started without money and they have succeeded. Mm-hmm. So what you need mostly is to assess the environment. What needs are there? What problems do this society face? Because the moment you look at the problems, then you ask yourself, what solutions do I bring on board? If Gudeleri is complaining of lack of water, don't join them and complain. Mm-hmm. Go to the River Nile, bring water, supply them, and you make money. That does not need money, first of all. It just needs your own observation. That's why it is said, normal people have 2 eyes, but entrepreneurs have the 3rd eye of seeing opportunities. Mm-hmm. And the society is complaining. That's what they enjoy most, because they look at, how do I close this gap? What you need, identify the problem, come up with solutions that you need to provide, and then later on ask yourself, what do I need in order to ensure that I implement this solution or I execute this plan? From there, you will realize there are a lot of things that are needed, even connection. You might even need some buildings. Mm-hmm. For example, for us to provide some trainings, we can talk to MTC. MTC is available place that can even be given to us for free. Personally, I'm a Yale alumni. I can access American Corner, mm-hmm. for free to go and train people over there. Does that need money? But if I close my mind that I need money to hire a hotel in order to train people, that might not really be true. It will definitely just stop me from thinking. But the truth is, look at what you need. There are a lot of services that you might need in kind, mm-hmm. empty places. You even have your own things that you're not using, even your own clothes that you're no longer wearing.
And you can start with it, a
you
business.
You can start with it. With business, it just needs the right mindset and be positive, because there are a lot of people who see what prevents them from what they want. Yet, in contrary, the best mindset that we encourage people as BTEC is only focus on your goal. See what you want to do. There is an example that I would like to highlight to you. There are 2 people went to the bank. Mm-hmm. There was a queue. You know how queue can mean in the bank. And outside the bank there was a bucket of mangoes. One person says, friend, I need 2 mangoes from that bucket. And then the other guy was like, can you see the queue? He repeated again, I need 2 mangoes from that bucket. And we're like, you mean you want us to stay here for 3 hours just because of 2 mangoes? He left his friend standing, moved to where the mangoes are, and picked 2 mangoes. Tarawin, this queue was going to the tailors. It wasn't made for mangoes. This is 2 different worldviews. The other person was seeing the queue. The other person was seeing the mangoes. So in this world, depends on what you see. If you see what you want, you go for it. The others will see what is preventing them from what they want. And there will always be challenges. Mm-hmm. If you focus on problems and obstacles, you will never move.
So mainly you have to see whatever you want in life.
Very good. See what you want. Ask yourself, what do you want to do to get it? The brain itself, it can even figure it out. But then when you feed it with a lot of negativity that, you know, there's this problem, roads are impossible, mm-hmm. the rainy season, this cannot happen, economic crisis, there is no money, salaries have not been received. All those problems are part of the world and you will never move.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, when you want to start a business, you have to be ready to encounter the challenges that are set there.
Very good. The more the challenges are, in fact, the more opportunities are in that country. And that's why you see a lot of our neighbors have run from their countries to South Sudan, mm-hmm. and they're making hell of money. Some of them came even empty-handed without any money.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, trust you me, they are controlling the private sector. And our people are just there. Like in my area, I have to move for 1 kilometer in order to see a kiosk or a shop that belongs to a South Sudanese. The 3 that are in the row next to me, they do not belong to South Sudanese. What does it take for you to have a kiosk in the area? Do you want to tell me our people don't have money? Definitely no. It is just a mindset. People are not ready to invest, do business. Even for us to drink, at least Ethiopians or Eritreans have to fetch Nile water that has been flowing for centuries to bring it to us in order for us to cook and drink. What does it need for us to do that? You look at food sector. It's Ugandans that are feeding us. With all the 36 million livestock that we have in South Sudan, still we're importing cows from Uganda to come and slaughter and eat in Juba. We're not even eating our own cows.
Mm-hmm. And our people are staying idle there while all the business opportunities are being taken.
Trust you me, our own land is 96% arable, as in you can cultivate 96% of it. It is fertile. River Nile is a source of water that can be used to irrigate it. Looking at the Nile itself, the kind of fish that we have, only Jonglei alone, it can supply the whole East Africa with fish. But are we seeing that? We are not. How many people have ventured into agriculture?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Western Equatoria itself, the potential it has for agri. Last time I was there, you cannot see 4 houses in a row. You will see maybe 3 houses, and then the other one has gotten lost in the bush because the place is green.
And no one is looking at the potential that...
With only population of 12 million and we are still complaining of anger, leave alone the natural resource of oil. But beside oil, private sector has a lot of potential that can easily be utilized. And for your information, AFCTA is coming in soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's African Continental Free Trade Area. It has already been signed by South Sudan. And we are part of this world whereby the whole Africa is coming together to trade as a one market. That's 1.2 billion population to trade among itself, where there will be free movement of goods, free movement of capitals, free movement of people, and free movement of services. If all these things are moving freely, how prepared are we as South Sudanese to the AFCTA?
And how prepared are South Sudanese youth to engage in these opportunities that are coming?
You see.
Now, BTEC will be partnering with Radio Miraya on this Business Weekly program. You earlier mentioned that BTEC has been working outside there, training the youth on empowering them on how to start businesses, how to run businesses, how to keep in business. Now we have decided to use the media as a platform to empower the youth and teach them what business is all about. What prompted BTEC to choose the media as a platform for this?
First of all, media is the fourth wing of the government, and it is very powerful. Beside the executive, parliament, and judiciary, the next thing under here is the media, and media is very powerful. For that reason, we have been doing what we can as BTEC to train youth and women on business entrepreneurship, but we feel like without media, our impact is still going to be low, because most of these trainings are dictated by the resources that we have and the people that we can reach. Radio Miraya can reach all the 10 states of South Sudan and 3 administrative areas. And as BTEC, we cannot reach those people at a go. Right now, these 45 minutes that we shall be here, this information is going to a lot of people. And I'm very sure someone somewhere is going to start business after this show, because a lot of people have started even businesses are just saving their money, sending the money to their families in East Africa, whereby they spend over there to pay school fees. But you do not have other secondary income. You need to have another income beside your salaries that is giving you money daily. Preferably, if it is an income that you don't really need to do anything daily, please do it. You can even register with a SACCO, that is the Sanduk, and then you keep on saving money from there. That Sanduk, you can have some loans, pay it back with interest, start something, let something grow, and there's no any business that is zero risk.
Right.
Business, you have to take risk, but take calculated risk. That's okay. What we advise. Don't just pour in money and you do it in the name that, yes, business, you have to take risk. Make sure you calculate your risk.
Yes, and what profit you're going to make, because business is all about making money.
Yep.
Well, this is the Business Weekly program on Radio Miraya, where we focus on bringing you the latest news in business and entrepreneurship and creating a zone to discuss business opportunities and challenges to collectively explore opportunities in South Sudan. Well, we're going to go for a short break, and when we come back, we are going to get more of business tips from our guest today, who is Gak Malek, who is the executive director, the Biatech, which is an incubation and acceleration firm that focuses on building startups and small and medium enterprises in South Sudan. Let's go for a short break.
You're listening to Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
Yes, indeed, it is the Business Weekly, where we talk business and do business. And today we are joined by Gak Malek, who is the founding director of the Business and Entrepreneurship Anchor Technology. And we have been talking a lot more about our partnership with the organization on the Business Weekly, where we'll be bringing you the biggest stories on business of the week, and we'll also be featuring entrepreneurs across the country who can inspire South Sudanese and women, youth, and the community at large to engage in business. Now, Gak Malek, Biatech, you say it was founded in 2016.
And legally registered in 2018.
Mm-hmm. And it kick-started its program, which include empowering the youth. Today we are talking about business. There's so many people who ask, how do I get a loan to start a business? How did Biatech come about, and how was it able to raise its loan, or how was it able to raise its money to start this organization? And what kind of advice will you give to people who are seeking for ways of getting money to start up their businesses?
Well, as I said before, for you to start a business, you need an idea. Money is the last thing to be answered after you have worked on your idea, you have molded, you have come up with a business plan, and the business plan will detail what you need and when you need that thing, and then from there the money parts comes in. After the money parts, you ask yourself, how do I get this money? There are a lot of people that you can reach to, and there are a lot of institutions that gives money. Even the banks, by the way, in South Sudan, they do give loans. I can say that last time I was in discussion with them, and one of the topics of the Business Weekly, we shall ask the banks to explain to the public how do they give out loans and what are the requirements, and why don't most South Sudanese don't access the loans, because it's good for our people to be informed. And that's why I personally really appreciate Radio Miraya for accepting this idea of discussing business every week, so that at least our people are informed. We shall be hosting people from taxation, the revenue authority, host the city council, ask them of all the money that they are collecting, what they do with it, and even host the young entrepreneurs, what opportunities are there for them, how they can they be supported. We'll be hosting both private sector, government, and even development partners to discuss business, because we all need these people, even citizens, to really know business and venture into business. To come to your answer, with loans, the last time I talked to Cooperative Bank, they explained to me that in South Sudan, the only collateral that is allowed by law is the land. And since that is the only collateral that is allowed, it is preventing most of SMEs to access the loans, because most people do not have lands. In other countries like Kenya, you can even give your television as
a collateral.
As a collateral, even your sofa sets, even your car keys and logbooks, all those things. But it is something that is not allowed here. So the manager of the bank told me it's upon us to maybe talk to our government and then give them more spaces of collateral. This one will give opportunity to a lot of SMEs. Secondly, most of the banks worldwide, they rarely give to startups, unless if there is a capital that is set aside. I asked them why, and they said, you know, 90% of the startups fail. That is a research. And why should the bank entrust the money that belongs to other people into your hands when you have probabilities of 90% failure? It's something that they cannot take that risk, because the money that the banks are keeping is other people's money. It is not the bank's money. And for that thing, you really have to be good. Another factor is your banking. How have you been banking previously? Another thing, your business should be in operation for 2 years. That 2 years would give you a space of going up and down. Dollar has rushed from maybe 40 to 60 and you have sustained it. Economic crisis has come. There have been instability. All these things. Mm-hmm. It is business, you know, you cannot really perfect it in theory. You must be in that field.
You have to do it in
very
practical.
Good. So if you have failed, get up for 2 years and sustain the business, and then your track records of banking are very clear, the bank can easily entrust you, because there are experts who will come and assess your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just an idea. They rarely fund an idea. They fund something that you have done, and now you need support to be grown, for you to grow.
So you have to start something to show people that you've got the potential
very
to
good,
do.
Very good, very
good. And there is this question that always comes about. You can see business is not all about being big. There are small businesses, like you can see women in the markets selling tomatoes and that. And then there are big businesses where people own things like hotels and big shops, supermarkets. This question, does one need a formal education to run a business?
The answer is definitely no. Reason, if you look at most of successful entrepreneurs worldwide, it has a lot of uneducated people.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of educated people as well. So your level of education is not a determiner whether you will do business, because there are a lot even of PhD holders that do not have businesses. They have read a lot of books. There are a lot of professors without businesses. And there are a lot of people who have not gone to school, people who have not even finished primary school, and they are prospering in business. So your level of education is not really everything. You know, business is another world. That's why personally I do say 21st century is an entrepreneurial era. It belongs to entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs who can observe the environment, scan the problem, come up with solutions, and provide those solutions. Business is basically providing solution to the society. And then in that process of providing solution, you make money.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not have that mind of seeing opportunities, it will be very easy, it will be very hard for you to start a business, despite of your level of education that you have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, despite not going to school but running a business, I think there is also need to empower those people so that they know how to run their accounts, what kind of profit they have, how they can handle their money.
And that's why I've been focusing more on skills rather than knowledge. you know, skills, you can acquire them outside the class. You can acquire some in the class. You can observe some from the people that are doing them around. And with those skills, that's entrepreneurial skills, you can be able to run your business. Education is very important because there are a lot of things and benefits that you'll get from class. And besides class, learning does not stop from there. The only problem with our people, or generally people worldwide, people stop learning the moment they leave class. But the life is teaching us a lot of lessons daily that we do not pick. Even how these markets operate, how you need to move with it. You need to be flexible. You need to look for opportunities. You need to network. You need to know a lot of people. You need to have your own business plan. There are a lot of things that you have to do in order to prosper, because this field or this market is very competitive. If you're not competitive, you're not going to survive it. If you look at our country currently as South Sudanese, talk of banking sector. Why do you think it is dominated by Kenyans?
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly most dominated by Kenyans because they are competitive in that field. If you look at hotel sector,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you it's mostly Eritreans and Ethiopians. You can testify to that. Why are they? It's not something that was given to them. It's just they're competitive and they're doing it nicely. You look at hardware and road transport and fuel supply. That one, any Southernese that in Southern will just say it is done by Somalians.
Mm-hmm.
How did it happen? It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at even Konyo market, kiosks within our area, it belongs to Darfurians,
yeah.
Sudanese. They didn't just say Southernese should not do this. No.
They just came up with ideas.
And started.
Yeah. So there is need to empower our people so that they can engage in such.
Very good.
Well, you're listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Mirai, where we talk business and do business. And this is a program that brings you the latest on business and entrepreneurship and creating chat zone to discuss business opportunities and challenges. To collectively explore all the opportunities in the country. You can join the conversation by calling us on 0929-686297 or sending us a text on 0912177141 and you can share your comments or questions on what is business, how to run a business, because we have our expert here who is the founder of the Business and Entrepreneurship Anchor and technology. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be picking your calls.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation, your preferred station, the voice of peace.
As I earlier said, you can join the conversation by calling us on 0929-686297 or send us a text or message on 0912177141. We'll pick our first caller of the day. Hello, Radio Mirai.
Hello, Radio Mirai.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, you are connected with Jimmy Duol.
Okay, you're welcome to the Business Weekly program on Radio Mirai.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the program, and I would like to appreciate the guest for what he narrated. Malik?
Thank you.
You know, there is a great challenge. I try my level best to hand something, but it becomes difficult. Like, for example, it was month of March when I joined in with my brother. I sent him to a will to go and buy cattle there. On his way coming back to Juba, there was too much taxation on the cows that he was transporting to Juba, which later on resulted to me losing my 400 to 350.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing on this cattle that we brought to Juba. Again, I tried to make long-term profit. I used to buy a product came out like now, the groundnut, I used to send money. But sometimes the challenge is like I have family, and this family, they always fall sick, and this sickness need me to give something. That one also reduced the level of my profit that I supposed to hand after the long-term duration that I'm going to sell if this now are valued.
Okay.
Three is the issue of road. Like, for example, now I bought almost 20 sacks of groundnut.
Mm-hmm.
And to transport them to Juba, when I asked somebody last time, one sack cost me 15,000. and I bought them 15,000. If they reach Juba, how much will I get from this?
Okay.
So there is a great challenge that we all of us need to focus on, the issue of the road and other challenges like high taxation that is imposed on goods that people are bringing to Juba. Not that people are not willing, but they are willing. But no way forward. How should you deal with such scenarios?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing with us your thoughts here on Radio Miraya. That was one of the callers who was sharing his concerns on the issue of taxation and the roads. What can you say about that?
Well, I really appreciate the caller for highlighting key things. I would respond to one, but the two are beyond my capacity. That is issues of road. I hope the people from the government side are listening and they can easily take it upon and that's one of the purpose of Business Weekly, to ensure that our government development partners come on and they listen to what the public are saying. Issues of taxation, I hope people from National Revenue Authority are listening. And we shall even be hosting some of them here and explain issues of taxation, so that at least you also understand why they think you should pay what you're paying and what is done with it and all those things. In terms of business and you being overtaxed and maybe the market prices going up, that one, as a business coach and mentor, what I would like to tell you, before you do any business, first of all, do the whole assessment. This is the idea that you want to do. You need to buy kettles from the end and then transport them. How much is the transportation cost? How much are even people selling their cows in the market? What will be taxed on the way? So all this information is something you need to access before you do anything. Say that if there is any changes, it should be a minimal reduction or a minimal addition. But just doing it in the name that you have seen a car from there, and then you have seen it in Juba, it is this much. There are a lot of process that those people might have gone through that will shock you. So what you need to do, have a business plan. It's very important.
Business plan is always important. Because of a matter of time, we are running out of time. We will not pick any calls or read SMSs for now. But next week on our show, as we continue to discuss other issues on business, we are going to interact more with our listeners. Now, Gak Malek, thank you for joining us. Can you give us your final remarks before we leave the studio for the Arabic news?
Well, we're having this Business Weekly show for you. That is the public, government, and private sector, development partners as well. You can always join us weekly, and we discuss all these things. If you're having burning issues, please reach out to us. Things that you feel like are public concern and they need to be discussed, reach out to us. Secondly, this is the first show and we're just setting the platform. That's why I am here. You might not be seeing me on air. We shall be hosting different people. We're having a lot of interesting topics to discuss with you and all those things. So make sure you fix your time within your schedule every Monday from 9:15 to 10 o'clock. We shall be bringing to you any business-related thing, because our happiness by the end of the day will be to ensure that everybody ventures into business, because government cannot employ all of us, NGOs cannot employ all of us, but private sector can take all of us, starting from the president to the least person in this country, and we all need to venture into business and build our private sector, which has been underperforming for long, and without us it cannot really flourish.
And that is why we have the Business Weekly, which focuses on business and entrepreneurship, which will be coming to you every Monday from 9:15 to 10 a.m. and we'll be hosting many entrepreneurs to give you inspiring stories. My name is Helen Toby. Until next week, goodbye.
Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly features inspiring Southernese entrepreneurs every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.